Let's open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. It says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. It says, but be diligent. Or Old King James, it says, study to show thyself approved to God, a workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. And in the course of the study, we saw that the man who is born again is a man approved by God. And what Paul told Timothy here is study to show yourself as one approved by God. Do you understand me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So because we don't study to show ourselves approved to God, it is wrong grammar, or it is wrong. Hallelujah. That translation is wrong. Hallelujah. So it says study to show ourselves approved, or as one approved by God. Hallelujah. It says workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the words of truth. And we say that word study, it's from that Greek word called spodizo, which implies to be diligent. It implies to be diligent. I would say that word spodizo, in that word has to do with, comes with one's effort, comes with one's zeal. Hallelujah. One's effort. Be diligent. It talks about be earnest. Jonathan, be earnest to present yourself as one approved by God. Hallelujah. As a worker that needs not to be ashamed, said rightly dividing the words of truth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I would say the word rightly dividing the words of truth is the word mototomio, which means to cut through, to make straight. Hallelujah. To cut through the scriptures, meaning Paul told Timothy in his explanation of the scriptures, he should show himself as one that is approved by God. And we saw that in chapter 3, verse 16, verse 15, Paul commended him. And what? He says, from a child, you've known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise. Hallelujah. Able to make thee wise. So, you know, that word, rightly dividing the words of truth, in that word, you will find, Timothy is going to go through the scriptures, and he's going to explain the language of the prophets. Hallelujah. He's going to explain the language of the prophets from the scripture. Explain what the scripture talks about, which is what salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Timothy, we're going to find Timothy going through the scripture and explaining Christ from the scripture. And this is similar to what Jesus did in Luke 24, verse 25. He said, he called them, he said, oh, full soul of heart to believe in all that the prophet hath said. He said, ought not the Christ to suffer these things and enter into his glory. He said, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he said, he expounded unto them in all the scripture, the hymeneo, expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Hallelujah. And in our study, we saw that, you know, the if you go through the scriptures, you will understand the fact that Christ is the center theme of the scriptures. And we say Christ being the center theme of the scriptures, it's there, talks about his redemptive work. He says, Jesus will tell them, he said, ought not the Christ to suffer these things and enter into his glory, with a short form for all that he did. The redemptive work is death, burial, resurrection, and ascension into our hearts. Hallelujah. So in the scriptures, you will find this there. So Jesus went through the language of the what? Of the prophet. The hymeneo went through the language. Is to explain the language, the hymeneo. So Jesus explained the language of the scriptures to them, and the Bible says their understanding was opened and they comprehended the scriptures. You know,
they discover that Jesus' redemptive work is seen through scripture.
Paul will confirm that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. Hallelujah. He said Christ died for us according to the scriptures.
He was buried according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. According to the scriptures. Meaning the summary of the scripture shows the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah.
So to teach any other thing aside Christ as the center theme of the scripture is to teach wrong.
If you begin to teach secrets to wealth from the Bible, it is not the teaching of Christ. Because the only thing you have to teach in the church is Christ. Because that is what the scripture talks about. So you don't teach, when you begin to hear, secret to seed sowing and receiving, secret to receiving increase, secret to receiving double promotion in the office, it's not a message from the scriptures. Those are men who have twisted the scriptures. Did I say that? Okay, that is a twist of scriptures, which is not healthy for the believer.
Hallelujah. In fact, the scripture warns us about those who do that, who preach godliness is gain. We try to tell you, come and sow to bless the prophets.
Those are wrong messages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So, the message of the church is the message of Christ. And nothing more. The church is not where you learn morals. You don't learn morals in the church. You learn the scriptures in the church. Hallelujah.
We learn the scriptures in the church. And what you learn from the scriptures, it guides your daily life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've been to church, to a place once, and somebody, and what they were preaching is cleanliness and is nearest to godliness.
I've never put any place on the scripture. In fact, I was asking myself, what are we reading? There's no,
you just say cleanliness is nearest to godliness. Cleanliness is nearest to godliness. It's not scriptural. Hallelujah. Did you get that? It's not scriptural. I'm in Christ. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Glory to God. So he came for the sinners. He didn't came for those who are clean. He came for the sinners.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So in looking at that, we looked at the fact that because of their unbelief, Moses will write to them the way he wrote to them.
Moses will not write to them in what? In figures.
Right? In figures. And we looked at what the blood is, what the blood of Christ, we saw what the bread of Christ is, what the water of Christ is, we saw what the blood of Christ is, hallelujah. I also saw what the throne is, hallelujah, yesterday. So we'll just take it off from there within a few minutes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you with me? We'll have two sections today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. I'm going to be very fast. Matthew 19, 28. Matthew 19, verse 28. It says, But Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits in his throne of glory, of his glory rather, you who have followed me, will also sit in 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we said yesterday that the word regeneration signifies the new birth, right? The point where a man gets born again, right? So I said at the regeneration. Hallelujah. At the new birth. Now, at the new birth, Jesus said, the Son of Man sits on his throne of glory. And we spoke about what the throne of his glory is. Hallelujah. It's the same word with what? Entering into his glory. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? And we said, entering into his glory from Luke chapter 24 has to do with what? In the indwelling in the believer. Hallelujah. Entering into his glory is the indwelling in the believer. So therefore, we said the Son of Man sitting in his throne in glory is in the believer. Hallelujah. Is where? In the believer. And we concluded last night by saying the authority The authority of Christ is in the believer, because that is where Christ is. Because we say the throne is the authority. I mean, the throne signifies authority, right? Hallelujah. So the man in Christ has the authority of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I have
the authority
of Christ. Let's look at Psalms 110. We're looking at this yesterday. The psalmist too spoke of the resurrection. He says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." He says, "Sit at my right hand." "Till I make your enemy your footstool." He said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Sit at my right hand."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the psalmist spoke of what will happen at the new birth, at the resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see how Peter will now explain this verse in Acts of Apostles chapter 3. Acts of Apostles, quickly. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, rather. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We'll start from verse 41. Verses 30. Verse 29. He said, "Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and that his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing..." Listen, David is, or was, a prophet, hallelujah, "and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne." And we said, on his throne will be the indwelling in the believer, right? Right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then it says, "He foreseen this," meaning the psalmist foreseeing the indwelling of Christ in the believer. Now, what did he say? Foreseeing the indwelling. Did you see how I constructed that? Foreseeing this. I said, now, the psalmist foreseeing the indwelling spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, if you go some verses of verse 27, reading from the words of the psalmist in Psalm 16 from verse 8 to 11, Psalm 16 said, "You will not leave my soul in Hades," that is one of the psalmists, "nor will you allow your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence." Hallelujah. Now, Peter in explaining that, saying what the psalmist was writing about in Psalm 16 was not writing about himself, because we see that our David is dead and buried. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Now he's not saying, he's giving an explanation. He says, "Nor did his flesh see corruption." He's talking about Christ. Hallelujah. He said, "This Jesus God has risen up, of which we are all witnesses." Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
"See, this Jesus God has risen up, which we are witnesses." Now verse 33. "Therefore, being exalted," listen, "therefore being exalted to the right hand of God." Now, being exalted to the right hand of God is what? The indwelling, right? Did we say that yesterday?
Yes.
Being exalted at the right to the right hand of God is the indwelling. Now, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father. Now, when he said, "and having received from the Father," he wasn't talking about Jesus again. He switches the what? The audience, or the subject matter. "And having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit." Who received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit? We do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get that?
Yes,
did you get that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We do. We're the ones who received. Hallelujah.
Amen.
"Having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured us this," which you now see and hear, which is what? The demonstration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Peter's explanation.
which you now see and hear, is telling them that this that is happening.
The demonstration that they saw on Solomon's part, that demonstration, he said it is as a result. Their gallow is as a result of the new birth. Hallelujah. It's as a result of the indwelling. Hallelujah. So, he said, we've received the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and now this is poured out of God, meaning we are not demonstrating, we are rejoicing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we are demonstrating that our inward reality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, verse 34. For David did not ascend into the heavens. Now, he's now reading where we read in Psalms 110. Now, get the explanation. He said, for David did not ascend into the heaven, but he himself said, the Lord said to my Lord. Was that what we read?
Yes.
Said the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. Now he says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when he said, sit at my right hand, he talks about in the believer, talks about the believer's authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the right hand of God is in the believer. That's where God is. That's where he is. That's where we are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. Let's see what the writer of Hebrews said concerning this. Hebrews chapter 1. In Hebrews chapter 1. Okay. I'll just take the word of verse 18. Talking about what God said to his son. He said, verse 13, he said, but which of the angels did he say, sit at my right hand, right? Till I make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. Let's see what it means. Look at, before now, let's see what he has said concerning this. Look at verses 3, verses 2 to 3. But in these last days, spoken to us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all these things, right? Of all the words of the prophet. We said that, right? Through whom he also made the world, who be the brightness of his glory, and express image of his person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brightness of his glory. Express image of his person. He brings in a Genesis chapter 1 narrative. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Express image of his person. Upholding all things by the word of his power. When he by himself purged our sins. Listen. Purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he by himself purged our sins. Sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. That is to say, he's sitting down at the right hand of the of majesty on high. He's the purging away of our sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get that?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's sitting down. He's sitting down. And remember, he's sitting down. He's talking about the indwelling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we said something yesterday that the blood of Christ is the Spirit of God. Or is the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, and we said the remission of sin happened at the new birth. Immediately a man receives the Spirit of God, his sins were remitted. Immediately, not split seconds away. That instant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory. Look at chapter 10. Of that same Hebrews. He went further to say verse chapter 10. I'll stand for verse 11. He said, and every high priest and every priest stand ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifice which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's something that happened.
At the new birth. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's enough. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ is enough. His authority is in the believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's at the right hand of God. And remember what we read from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Let's go to Ephesians 2, 6.
Ephesians 2, 6. Okay, I'll do something. I'll read from Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, verses 20 and 2, verse 6. So just open to Ephesians 1, 20 immediately first. Look at Ephesians 1. We read from verse 20 to 21 and jump directly to chapter 2, verse 6. So you're going to look at those two scriptures together and we'll read it together. Make sure you are there. Are you there? Ephesians 1, 20-21. Are you there? 2 verse 6. Are you there? Okay, let me read. He says, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heaven in Christ Jesus. Did you see that? So where Christ is where we are. Did you see that? Where he is where we are. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have the authority of Christ. No wonder at the resurrection of Christ, when he at his resurrection in Matthew chapter 28, Matthew 28. Whoo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 18. It says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority,
glory to God, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we say that authority is in verse 19. It says, go therefore
and make disciples. Hallelujah. He said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven. And I said, the word in heaven will mean where?
In heaven and on earth will mean amongst men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, heaven and on earth means amongst men.
So, the authority of Christ has been given to us. Glory to God.
In heaven, you know, I told us that in heaven will imply the man in Christ, right? And in earth will imply the activities among men.
Hallelujah. Heaven will imply the man in Christ. Earth will imply activity amongst men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the authority of Christ in the believer has been given to the believer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at quickly. We're coming back to chapter 19 of Matthew. But let's look at Luke. No, Matthew 10 first. Let's look at Matthew 10 before we go to Luke. Matthew 10, verse 1. I'm rounding up. Matthew 10, verse 1. It says, when he had called his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirits.
The word power there is the word authority. Authority in the Greek is the word exousia.
Hallelujah. Exousia. Hallelujah. He gave them power over unclean spirits.
Exousia, authority, the legal right to use power. Hallelujah. He gave them authority.
Now he says, and when he had called the 12 to him, he gave them power, which is the word authority, exousia, over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gave them authority. Luke chapter 9, Luke chapter 10. After they had done ministry in the world,
they came back rejoicing. Hallelujah.
That demons are subject to his name, doors in your name.
How verse 18, Jesus said to them,
I saw Satan falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, say, nevertheless, rejoice not in this.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rejoice not in this.
But you know, we have the authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have the authority of Christ.
Yes.
We have the authority of Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have the authority of Christ. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We have the authority of Christ. Now. Now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All authority is given unto me. Therefore go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have the authority of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at something that's Matthew chapter 19 quickly before as I round off. Matthew 19. Quickly. You have to listen carefully. Verse 28. Now he says, in the regeneration. Okay, most assuredly I say to you, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on his throne of his glory, you who have followed me will sit on where? On 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. I said, he called 12 thrones because there were 12. He was talking to. Hallelujah. He was talking to the 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now when he says, you too, listen.
Now, when he says, when the Son of Man shall sit shall sit in the throne of his glory,
in the throne of his glory, which is in the believer, he now says, there too, meaning the believer will sit on thrones, meaning the authority of Christ becomes our authority.
Did you get that? It becomes our authority. See, if that is Christ's authority, we have to be careful how we use it. You have to consult him. Oh, Lord. And I'm very, very grateful for your authority. But you know, we are sinners. Our mouth is dirty. So, Lord, can I use your authority now? You're just acting Nollywood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're just acting Nollywood. I used to remember days back, a brother came to meet me. He said, if you want to go and lay hands on the sick, he said, you have to pray. Oh, pray! Because as you are layers, you don't know you are transferred. You might be transferring the sickness to yourself. So what should I pray? You say you ask God for forgiveness. Because you know it's God's power you want to use. So you have to ask him for forgiveness. So that it will not, he said the thing can change. What kind of mindset? Hallelujah. I mean those days. I just rather don't lay hands.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. 2005.
With all those funny talks that I've heard when I was growing up. 2005.
I did a raid in NAF 445 hospital. Every week. Friday, Saturday. Every week. For a space of about 6 months. You know, just radically laying hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, those days, Bro Femi is learning. You know, I have Bro Femi is the minister for laying hands. They learn. Even to today.
Hallelujah.
Laying hands. Have the authority of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have the authority of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, in the authority of Christ, or in the authority of Christ you receive, or the authority of Christ is your authority also. He said you sit on your throne, meaning you sit on the same authority. Hallelujah. Now the word judging, listen. I'm supposed to pick this up in the next series, but I'll just say it for now. Hallelujah. Amen. The word judging is, if you don't go down to John chapter 20, you know, people say, ah, you're going to be judging. I will judge you on judgment. God said, I will sit on his throne. So I will judge you. No. Hallelujah. When he said judging, you know, most people get there and just say, ah, what does it mean? The regeneration maybe might be when Christ comes. No. That judging, if you read. What am I doing? Okay, John. Go to John chapter 20. I plan to pick this up from CRC 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I want to bring out something here. John 20, verse 23. Now, let me start from verse 22. And when he had said these things, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. And I've explained this in meeting. But I'll still explain it again. When he said receive the Holy Spirit, it is by teaching. Hallelujah. It's by teaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now verse 23. He said, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Ah! Bro, I hold your sins. Right? Is that the meaning? No! That's not the meaning. Hallelujah. He says, if you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sin of any, they are retained. That is what he meant by you sit on 12 thrones judging. This is it. So what kind of judgment is this? Luke 24. Hallelujah. So, because, you know, you read the Bible together. Hallelujah. We read it together so that you see. Hallelujah. When John made this statement, he said, after Jesus was done teaching them, he now told them, whosoever sins you forgive is forgiven. Hallelujah. So let's see. Luke 24, verse 45. Look at verse 45. The same thing happened. And he opened their understanding. Go, put your hands in that John 20. Let's look at it together. John 20, 22, Luke 4, 45. Luke 24, 45. Now he says, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Look at that John chapter 20, verse 22. And when he had said these things, he breathed on them. Now that word breathed on them is the word enfusao, right? Enfusao. It means to open something, to unlock something. Get that message. This is that. It's there. Hallelujah. I'm trying to use Hallelujah. Enfusao means to unlock. Listen, it's just like what he told them in chapter 24 of Luke, verse 45. He said, you open their understanding. So that was what happened. Or the word emphasis is an inward quickening. Do you understand me? Now, when he said he breathed on them, it was the same word he opened their understanding when he talks. Do you understand me? So that was what happened. Remember in verses 33 of Luke 24. Look at verse 33. No, verse 32. And they said one to another, after Jesus was done expounding to them in all the scriptures, in verse 27, verse 32, and they said one to another, didn't our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road? Meanwhile, he was explaining the scripture to them, there was this inward quickening within them. The scripture was made alive. Hallelujah. And that is what you call emphasis. Hallelujah. Amen. The scripture, did I say the scripture made alive? Hallelujah. They are understanding. Became open to what the scripture is talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. The understanding became open to what the scripture has been, or what has been in the scripture years back. And you're like, oh, he said, did our hearts burn within us? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we were made to see the scriptures, did our hearts burn within us? That's what happened in John 20. He breathed on them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the same thing in John 20, 22 and Luke 24, 45. Are they the same? Are they the same? They are the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? Now look at verse 46. And he said to them, thus it is written,
and thought it necessary for Christ to suffer and be raised on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning as Jerusalem. Is it the same with if you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiving them? It looks difficult, right? Now let me explain it to you. You want me to explain it to you? Now let me tell you it's the same. As your hands are there, go back to what instruction has he given to them before now? Luke chapter 10. We were in Luke 10. Go back to Luke 10. He sent them to go and preach, right? Right? Now look at when he sent them to go and preach. Look at verse 9 of Luke 10. He said, and healed the sick there, and said to them, the kingdom of God is come near to you. Right? Right? This is what he told them to preach. But verse 10, but whosoever sits to you enter and do not receive you, go out into the street and say, the very dust of your city which clings to us will wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you. But I say to you, to be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Did you see how, well, I'm not going to say anything about Sodom to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, you see, Jesus would not bring in the narrative of Sodom and Gomorrah. And then you have it to be for that city which rejects the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get that? Stop. Matthew 10 also. Matthew 10. Are you Matthew 10? Verse 11. He says, now wherever city or town you enter, inquire who is worthy and stay there till you go out. And when you go out into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return with you. Did you see? And what is he talking to them about? Preaching. Now look at verse 14. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your word, when you depart from the house or the city, shake off your dust from your feet. Don't tell you to literally remove your shoe and shake the dust. It just tells you, go. Their seed is upon their head. You have just washed your hand off the case. Do you understand? Now, what did Jesus tell them in Luke 20:22, when he says, whosoever sin you forgive is forgiven, that will call the judgment. Right? Whosoever sin you forgive. It's not that he said, you see, I forgive you, I retain your sin. I've done that once. Somebody splashed me. I was just standing with my wife. And the guy was just driving. Brah! Hey! My wife turned brown. The guy, you know, I didn't mean the guy stopped and said, Andrew, I'll never see. He just zoomed up. I just saw it though. He went down. So that he has fired. He just zoomed up. Zoom! He just turned like this. The Lord will retain this thing. Judgment day. Pastor Smart, yes, Neo. And I started ministry then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Was that right? That was just, you see, it doesn't matter how I say it. It is, I want to use a word from law. It's called null and void ab initio, meaning it holds no water. You like say with the whole zeal in your mouth, it holds no water. Hallelujah. So when it says, whosoever sin you retain is retained, you guys what it is?
If you go to one and preach the gospel, and then one accepts the message of Christ, what happens to the person? He receives Christ. What happens when he receives Christ? His sins are forgiven him. Right? And when the person rejects the gospel, what happens? His sins remain.
So that's what you just tell them here. Whosoever sins, whosoever sins. I mean, if you forgive the sins of any, how do you forgive sins? Do you have power to forgive sins? And or no? But by the preaching of the gospel, if he accepts the gospel, his sins are forgiven. Automatically, right? Remission of sins. Hallelujah. And whosoever sins you retain, if the person refuses to accept the gospel and you leave the person, what has happened to the person?
And the sins, is the sin still with him? Is it still with him? He's still with him because he rejects the gospel. But when he accepts the gospel, the man is free. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the judging, listen, the judging sitting on the throne is the authority of Christ, right? Now the judging is in our words.
Hallelujah.
Is in our words.
So we would now say the authority of Christ is expressed through our words. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? Because at the regeneration, they will judge with words. Hallelujah. So the authority of Christ is expressed through our words. It's expressed through our words. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you cast out demons. Never be afraid of demons. Never. Never. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Since I came to know the Lord, I am afraid of a bully than to be afraid of demons. I'm afraid of bullies more than demons. Since I came to know the Lord, meaning since I got born again and I knew the truth, I don't get afraid of demons. I've never afraid of demons. No! Why would I? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm never afraid of demons. Never. In fact, I had a little argument with a friend years back, when I told him something. I told him, see, bro, I would take deadly and it will not hurt me. I said, it's the scripture that said so.
Let me say something off the record.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see anyone who is sick, you lay your hands on the sick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You lay your hands on the sick. The authority of Christ is expressed through words. It's expressed by the believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are seated far above. We are far above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are far above. Principalities and powers. We are far above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul will not say in Ephesians chapter 5, what is not against flesh and blood? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are far above. We are far above.
Yes.
We express the authority of Christ in our daily life.
Yes.
We express the authority of Christ in our daily life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, as we continue on believers' authority, even in the next CRC, we'll look at much more about the authority of Christ.
Yes.
How we can express the authority of Christ. Much more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Much more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have the authority of Christ.
Yes.
The ability of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Peter and John were walking to the temple and they saw a guy by the gate called Beautiful. The guy was crippled and they laid their hands. The Bible said Peter dragged him up and he limped and walked. They came to meet Peter. They came questioning him. And he said, the name of Christ, by faith in his name, has done this miracle. He said, the name of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name of Christ is the authority of Christ. Given to the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first time I knew this was from the book, Kenneth, Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have the authority of Christ.
Hallelujah.
I'm a master of our situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have the authority of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Peter and let's worship him. Let's thank him. Hallelujah. Let's thank him. Glory to God.